Support comes from Jolie's Louisiana Bistro at 507 Pinhook Road in Lafayette. Created in the tradition of the restaurants of New Orleans, Jolie's pays homage to Louisiana cuisine by serving both classic Creole dishes and eclectic Creole creations. Hours of operation and menu items can be found online at joliesLouisianaBistro.com.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Small signs of hope today from the UN mediator at the Center of Syria peace talks being held in Geneva. Lakhdar Brahimi says face-to-face meetings are back on between members of the Syrian government and the main opposition group that are trying to overthrow President Bashar al-Assad. Brahimi spoke to reporters after emerging from separate meetings with each warring faction.
The discussions I've had with the two parties were encouraging, and we are looking forward to our meetings tomorrow morning and tomorrow afternoon.
NPR's Deborah Amos reports on the obstacles at the Geneva gathering that have been threatening efforts to end nearly 3 years of civil war in Syria.
It was never going to be easy, but the first breakdown came even before the first meeting, when direct talks were postponed. The obstacle appears to be over the very basis of these talks, negotiations over a caretaker government in Syria. The opposition insists that transitional government should be at the top of the agenda, while the regime delegation wants to begin with confidence-building measures, talks over local ceasefires, humanitarian aid, and an exchange of prisoners. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Geneva.
The World Food Program reports widespread looting of its food stocks in South Sudan is hampering its ability to assist hundreds of thousands of needy people. Lisa Schlein in Geneva reports WFP says humanitarian access and looting of food stocks in this conflict-ridden country have been major concerns.
WFP reports it has lost nearly 4,000 metric tons of food as a result of looting of its facilities around South Sudan. Spokeswoman Elizabeth Beer says this is enough food to feed more than 220,000 people for a month.
So it's a major loss. We are doing what we can to protect other food stocks, and also we are trying to recover lost stocks where possible.
Beer says WFP so far has assisted some 178,000 people displaced by the fighting, which erupted in mid-December. She says the number of those fleeing their homes and in need of international aid is rising daily. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
The United Nations is reporting a mass exodus from Iraq's Anbar province, where Iraqi forces have been battling al-Qaeda-linked militants in recent weeks. An official says more than 140,000 Iraqis have fled so far, about 65,000 in just the past week. They believe that that may be the largest displacement in Iraq in recent years. U.S. stocks are trading lower, sharply lower, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average down 204 points, more than 1%. At 15,993, NASDAQ is off 64, 1.5% at 4155, S&P 500 also down at 1804. This is NPR. Republican former Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell and his wife have pleaded not guilty to federal corruption charges. Today, they were released on their own recognizance as they prepare for their trial in late July. 3 days ago, the couple was indicted on 14 counts stemming from alleged inappropriate dealings with a wealthy businessman. Crews are still working to clear the scene of a massive pileup on an interstate in northwestern Indiana yesterday. More than 40 vehicles, including semis, were involved in multiple collisions that occurred in near whiteout conditions. Authorities say at least three people were killed and more than 20 others were injured. The government of Myanmar, the country also known as Burma, is angrily denying reports of a massacre of minority Rohingya Muslims this month. From neighboring Thailand, Michael Sullivan brings us the latest.
The United Nations says it has credible evidence at least 48 Muslims have been killed in northern Rakhine State since January 9th. The violence began with the killings of 8 Muslim men when a Buddhist police officer was kidnapped and killed. Several days later, local police allegedly stood by while Buddhists seeking revenge killed 40 more Muslim men, women, and children. The UN is demanding a full and thorough investigation of the allegations, but Myanmar's government rejects them and also rejects trying to cover up the attacks first reported by the Associated Press. The government has accused the AP of falsely reporting violence and, by doing so, instigating it. For NPR News, I'm Michael Sullivan in Chiang Rai.
The Dow Industrials continues its slide, with the Dow off 207 points at last check at 15,990, NASDAQ down 65, S&P 500 off 24. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from the William and Flora Hewlett Foundation, helping people build measurably better lives. On the web at hewlett.org.
It's 6 after the hour of 12 noon, and you are tuned into the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. We start off the hour by going back to 1974 and listening to music from Freddie King.
She's a burglar. She broke into my mind. She's a burglar. Took everything she could find. She looked into my eyes. They came out from the socket. And just like that, my heart was gone. She put it in. Took everything she could find. She's a burglar.
gonna build me a bird's nest right in the heart of your town. I'm gonna build me a bird's nest right in the heart of your town. I won't worry about no men trying to tear my bird's nest down. I'm gonna build my bird's nest, boys. Won't be on the ground. I'm gonna build my bird's nest, boys. Won't be on the ground. I'm gonna build it so solid to you just can't tear it down. If I was a jaybird, I'd be sipping from your whip. If I was a jaybird, sipping from your well, I'll be right in the heart of your town. I'm gonna give these eyebrows hell.
Robin Ford. Robin Ford from his disc Bring It Back Home. That one came out last year. A number called Bird's Nest Bound. Interesting tune. He credits it to Big Joe Williams. But Big Joe, who knows? Big Joe may have written it. But Charlie Patton himself recorded a tune of that same name back in 1930, in fact, it was. So interesting. Modernists like Robin Ford can stretch way back for mining some really fine tunes. Before we heard Robin Ford here on KRVS, we heard the late, great Freddie King from the album Burglar. We heard him do the title track. Of course, Freddie King was originally from Texas. He spent a good part of the 50s in Chicago. His family moved up there, and he ended up being exposed to a lot of great Chicago blues, a lot of the West Side artists, and also a lot of the South Side artists. He definitely had a strong connection with Howling Wolf back around 1960 or so. We're going to turn to 1956 and listen to Howling Wolf do a number that commemorates a terrible fire, the Rhythm Club fire in Natchez, Mississippi, that occurred back in April 23rd of 1940. It killed estimated 209 people and injured many others. Here's Howling Wolf with his rendition of that event. It's called The Natchez Burning.
Did you ever hear about the burning that happened way down in Natchez, Mississippi town? Did you ever hear about the burning that happened way down in Natchez, Mississippi town? John was there, Blue Eyes was there, Rosie Mae was there, Louise was there. Did you ever hear about the burning that happened way down in Natchez, Mississippi town? I stood back, was looking, and the old building done tumbled down. Down.
for you to see your good looking smile. Oh, I know you see that picture now, Lordy, up on your mother, up on your mother. Mama, Jeff, I know you see that picture now, up on your mother's shelf. Well, you know about that, I'm getting tired of sleeping by myself. In a sea for Texas, now, in a sea for Tennessee. In a sea for Texas, now, in a sea for Tennessee. God bless that woman. Put that thing on me.
Recorded in Grafton, Wisconsin in 1930. That was Willie Brown with Future Blues. That was Willie Brown's only recording session was in 1930. Went up to Grafton with Sunhouse and also Charlie Patton. He was a good friend of Charlie Patton. And he and Sunhouse, Willie Brown and Sunhouse, had started playing together after Sunhouse got out of prison in 1929. They became good picking buddies. And they used to try and brush off a young Robert Johnson when he'd try and sit in with him on guitar. Willie Brown did record, though, for the Library of Congress early 1940s. Very, very interesting vocalist, and it said he really helped sort of cement what was to be the Delta style of blues. Before we heard Willie Brown, we heard Howling Wolf, definitely a product of the Delta. He learned quite a bit himself from watching Charlie Patton. We heard Howling Wolf do a number called The Natchez Burning, again about the Natchez Rhythm Club fire in 1940, and Howling Wolf recorded that tune in 1956. Well, we've definitely established a pattern of the influence of Charlie Patton. Let's turn to Patton now. We're going to go to his first recording session, which was done in June of 1929 in Richmond, Indiana. He is often heralded as the father of the Delta Blues, or the godfather of Delta Blues. He had four recording sessions himself, 1929 to a 1930, and his final one in 1934, which was the year he died of a heart condition. He was only 43 years old at the time of his demise, but left a lot of recorded legacy. Case in point, here is Charlie Patton with a number called It Won't Be Long.
I believe, Mama, why did I get this? I believe, Mama, why did I? Yeah.
This program is underwritten by Bayou Vermilion District's Vermilionville, hosting their weekly Bal de Dimanche, held every Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m. Upcoming performances include Goldman Thibodeau and the Lautel Playboys, and Kevin Nakin and the Assen Playboys. For more information on upcoming performances, special events, and guided tours, the website is vermilionville.org.
When the blues came falling down, oh, there's only one morning when the blues came falling down. Well, I was all locked up in jail, oh, oh Lord, what friend about? Baby, honey, you could not be found. When they had my trial, baby, yeah, you could not even be found. No, that I was all locked up in jail, ain't no Lord but friend about. Now you were never smiling face again. Yes, you will never see my smiling face again. Yes, you always remember your daddy had been your friend with a handsome one to love me like I have done to love. With a handsome one to love me like I have learned to love. Well, I will give my things up to the devil in my soul, to the Lord above. Looking like a fuss, sometimes the water runs cold. Looking like a faucet, sometimes the water runs cold. So mean, I have to move to my neighborhood.
Dan Pickett recorded in Philadelphia back in August of 1949. Very interesting blues man. For the longest time, he was an enigma. Some people thought he was Charlie Pickett that recorded in the late 1930s, but it was later determined that his real name was James Fountain and that he was originally from Alabama. Very interesting artist. It's his vocal styles were appeared to be highly influenced by the Delta blues man Tommy McLennan, also to some extent his guitar style. And again, interesting guy with had a number of recordings out done in the late 1940s. Before we heard Dan Pickett, we heard Charlie Patton, the godfather of Delta Blues. Charlie Patton from 1929 did a number called It Won't Be Long. We're going to turn next to Tommy McLennan, and you can check for yourself how close Dan Pickett came to sounding like Tommy McLennan. McLennan started recording in 1939, did so until about 1942. I think all of his recordings were done in Chicago, though he was a Mississippi blues man. He had some influential pieces, including Bottle It Up and Go. His version is one of the seminal versions of that. Also, his Crosscut Saw Blues was later covered by Albert King and others. Here is a really nice rendition of a piece. Actually, it kind of sounds like Highway 61 Blues, of which we heard two recordings last week, but this one McLennan calls New Highway. Highway 51. He recorded it in May of 1940.
I'm right by my baby's door. Highway 51. Run right by my baby's door. Now if I don't get the girl I'm loving, ain't going down Highway 51 no more. Now if I should die before my time shall come, I say if I should die just before my time shall come, I want you to please bury my body out on Highway 51. Now yon come that greyhound with his tongue sticking out on the side. Yes, yes. Yon come that greyhound with his tongue sticking out on the side. If you buy your ticket, swear for God that man let you ride. My baby didn't have $5. Now she spent all on me a vehicle. Yes, yes. My baby have $5, spend it all on me a vehicle. So I can meet that Greyhound bus on that Highway 51 road. Now any time you get lonesome and you want to have some fun. Yes, yes. Any time you get lonesome and you want to have some fun. Where am I going? Come out to little Thomas cabin. He lives on Highway 51.
Hey, hey, mama, that riding sun and dawn. I say, hey, hey, mama, that rising sun and dawn. I just can't see what in the world is you waiting on. I've got another mama, she ain't long in old town. I say I got another mama, she ain't long in old town. But to tell you the truth, man, she's soft as a butter bowl. She got every movement from her head down to her toe. She got every movement from her head down to her toe. And she can break in on a dollar, man, most anywhere she goes. She was my best mama, but she would treat me right. I said she was my best mama, but she would treat me right. She wouldn't do nothing but bell house all night long. I'm gonna get me a mama, I mean with lots of bucks. I'm gonna get me a mama, I mean with lots of bucks. going to be gone, mama, so I can change my luck. Be gone, mama, be gone.
Change My Luck Blues from February of 1928, recorded in Chicago. That was the legendary Blind Lemon Jefferson, blues guitar master that recorded went from 26 through 1929. The snow-covered body was found on the streets of Chicago back in December of 29. There was no death certificate. Nobody really knew what he died of, whether it was alcoholism or just freezing to death or what, but a really incredible and extremely influential player. Before we heard Lemon, we heard Tommy McLennan from 1940 doing New Highway 51. And McLennan, interesting character. Again, he was originally from Mississippi. Not much is known about him after his early 40s recordings in Chicago. It's believed that he went back to Mississippi, then came back to Chicago and hung around a bit with Elmore James and Little Walter. It's believed that McLennan died of alcoholism in the early 1960s. Back in 1948, Muddy Waters did a single, one side of which was a tune called Feel Like Going Home. Both that and the flip side did well for him locally in Chicago. We're going to listen to a rendition of that tune. The Cashbox Kings are up next from their 2011 disc, Holler and Stomp. Here they are with a nice treatment of that Muddy Waters tune. Again, Feel Like I'm Going Home.
And I feel like blowing my horn. Got up this morning and I found my little baby gone. I laid over in the evening, man. I feel like blowing my horn. No, now I woke up this morning, not child. Found my baby gone. Well, some people tell me that worry blues ain't bad. That's the worst old feeling I most ever had. Now, child, some people tell me that these old worry blues ain't bad. Now you know now, that's the worst old feeling I child I most ever had. Somebody sure gonna bury me. Brooks running to the ocean, man. In the ocean, run to the sea. Now you know, but I don't find my baby, not child. Somebody sure gonna bury me. Like day, seem like my baby would stop her. Oh, either way, man, it seemed like I was mad, and I don't seem like day. Mm-hmm.
child, stop hold our way.
Love makes you treat you way that I do. Gee, baby, ain't I good to you? Nothing in this world too good for a girl that's true. Ain't I good to you? I got your fur coat for Christmas, baby, and a great big diamond ring, Cadillac car, most anything. Love makes me treat you the way that I do. Ain't I good to you? This is love makes me treat you the way that I do. Gee, baby, ain't I good to you? Nothing in this world, darling, is too good for a gal that's true. Ain't I good to you? Coach of Christmas and a great big diamond ring, Cadillac car, most every damn thing. And it's love makes you treat you the way that I do. Gee, baby, and I would too. Gee, baby, ain't I good to you?
Danny Kalb from a two-disc set called Moving in Blues. That's it. Came out in 2012, his rendition of Gee Baby Ain't I Good to You. He was preceded by the Cashbox Kings from their disc Holler and Stomp. They did a cover of one of the older Muddy Waters tunes, Feel Like Going Home. We've got another cover of a Muddy Waters tune, this time by Rod Piazza and the Almighty Flyers from their disc Almighty Dollar. Rod Piazza here on KRVS with his rendition of the Muddy Waters tune Loving Man.
And the last lady I thought that was in my corner, she said, what do anybody want you for? You know, I had enough to tell me one time. So Sam, you're here as hard as a goat.
Sam, as hard as a goat?
As hard as a goat. No kidding. As hard as a goat.
Sam, a goat, that's pretty hard, yeah.
But that's very serious, though. He did tell me this. I believe that's the reason. Last night I got clubbed with the wagon slow. I tried to collect myself before I left the road. Yes, I tried to collect myself before even leaving the road. And you know that's when I counted 7 stars and a half a moon.
The late Sam Myers on vocals and blues harp when he was fronting the band Anson Funderburg and the Rockets back from 1991. That was a number called I Want a Wife. Before we heard Anson Funderburg and the Rockets with Sam Myers, we heard Rod Piazza and the Almighty Flyers from their disc Almighty Dollar. That disc came out in 2011. They did a number called Loving Man, an old Muddy Waters tune. And that about wraps up this edition of the Blues Box here on KRVS for this Friday. I'm Raul Breaux. I'd like to thank you for tuning in. I'd also like to invite you to stay tuned. Good music is coming your way in a few minutes on the program American Roots with Nick Spitzer, followed at 3 p.m. by more good music on the program Freetown Radio, hosted by Roger Cash. Then at 7 p.m. tonight, music continues on Public Radio for Acadiana with the program Big Band Swings and Other Things with Lee Kleinpeter. Then at 9 o'clock, Joanna Devine and Avalon Variety Hour, followed by Out on the Fringe with James Van Way. And this is Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles, a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. And also this program is made possible by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This is KRVS. We also broadcast online, stream live audio at krvs.org, and we are member supported. Thanks for your support. To take us on up to the top of the hour in American Roots, here's Henry Butler on piano from a disc called Voodoo Men's. He shares a billing with Corey Harris. The disc came out in 2000. Henry Butler from New Orleans, a little tribute to presumably James Booker, a number called Esprit de James. Have a good weekend. Stay warm, stay dry. Thank you.
Support comes from Realtor Dave Spazzali, located at Century 21 Action Realty, 4023 Ambassador Caffrey, Suite 110. For all of your real estate needs, Dave's cell number is 337-288-8171.
I'm Poppy Tooker, host of the weekly show Louisiana Eats. Each week we'll meet farmers, fishers, chefs, and home cooks who provide the special ingredients that make our food so distinctive. We'll keep you up to date with national and local food trends and share recipe tricks and tips along the way. Please join us Saturday afternoons at 4 p.m.